Wellness Wednesday is a presentation of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. Reproduction, rebroadcast, or any use of Wellness Wednesday without the prior express written consent of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC is strictly prohibited. Program content, information, and opinions expressed are those of our guests and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of WAVL and Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. All information presented here is not meant to substitute or replace information from healthcare professionals. Please consult your healthcare provider before using any products or services mentioned on this program. And now, here's the host of WAVE's Wellness Wednesday, Cindy O.
Good morning and happy Wednesday, everyone. We are here with our favorite friend, Amy Lee, from Soul Healing Bodywork and Wellness Center. Good morning, Amy.
Hey.
And thank you, Ace Handyman, for sponsoring us this month. And today, Amy, what are we talking about? What are we doing today for our wellness?
Today, we're talking about manifestation and mindfulness.
Very cool. So, and there's a reason. This will come full circle and it'll all make sense at the end, right, everybody?
Yes.
So, why are we talking about manifestation? And what is manifestation?
Well, manifestation is essentially creating the life that you want, bringing into your life the things that you want and how to do that. Obviously, you need to take physical actions. Like, you have to actually do things. You can't just think things. But you have to believe that you can do them, visualize that you can do them, and then put out the feelers, make those connections, create the opportunities. But it all starts literally in your head, in your energy field, through mindfulness.
And we do these things all the time. Like, this is very common. We just don't really talk about it as manifestation until, like, big things happen, right?
Right.
But every day we're manifesting.
Absolutely.
What's something super basic that's a good way to describe something that you manifest on a daily?
Well, I mean, think about how you wake up in the morning, you know? How you wake up in the morning is going to set the tone for your whole day. So are you going to wake up and choose to look at things from a positive light, like, I woke up, things are good, it's going to be a good day? Or are you waking up and being like, oh God, I have to go to work, I have this to do for this kid, I have that to do for that person? And, you know, I mean, that, like, you literally just created the energy for your day.
Yeah, and we all do that every single day.
Every day.
So just by waking up and being positive, that is a positive start, or a negative start. Make the choice. Be mindful, make a positive decision.
Well, like I said earlier when we were talking outside, we're manifesting all the time. That's literally, like, you're creating, you're manifesting all the time. So you have to be mindful of what it is that you're actually manifesting. So that is where, you know, that positive stuff comes in. You know, when you're waking up in the morning, one of the things that's very easy to do is to wake up in the morning and just say, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because, one, it's super quick, it's super easy, it shifts your perspective, and you're literally being thankful and showing gratitude for the day right away. Or, you know, whatever feels good to you. You know, if your alarm is, you know, a fun song, or maybe you don't have to wake up with an alarm, you need water by your bedside. Sometimes people need to put a water glass on a dresser on the opposite side so that they'll actually get up. So wake up. First alarm, no pauses, no, like, oh, let's wait 5 minutes, let's wait 5 minutes. That is literally how you can shift the energy for your day.
And you're setting your intentions, you're setting your pace for the day.
Right.
And I know many, many years back, and I think all of us have it, we get into a funk and you get kind of, I'll just say, depressed, you know, it happens.
Absolutely.
And at one point I just went, you know what, I just don't want to be that anymore. I don't want to feel like that anymore. And I just quit. It was literally that simple.
Yeah.
And I'm making it super simple. Somebody out there is going, uh-uh, it's not that simple. It really is. You just have to shift your mind.
Well, and obviously, you know, there are obviously diagnoses that people have. It's not simple to do that every single day. And I'm not saying all you have to do is think your way and happy out of depression. That's not what I'm saying, because we definitely have, you know, issues that we have to work through. What I'm saying is, you know, sometimes the positive thing of the day is, hey, I got through the end of the day and nobody died.
Yeah.
You know, that's
a
positive thing.
So many things, right.
Or I got through the end of the day and I didn't flip off one person. I didn't say the F word once, you know, or whatever it might be. You can find something positive to say about the day.
Yeah. Well, and I'm going to say something positive right now. This is a positive place to stop and hear from our fantastic sponsor, Ace Handyman. And we'll come back with some more manifestation and how we can do that a little bit better. And then we will have some more fun on the podcast side. So we'll see you guys back in a few minutes. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back, everybody. We are manifesting with Amy Lee from Soul Healing Bodywork and Wellness Center. So just before the break, we were talking about the just being positive about shifting our mindset. And I want you to tell us now why we're talking about manifestation, because this was something that is near and dear to your heart because you've just done it again, right?
Yeah. I've come to realize that I can manifest pretty quickly as long as I stay grounded and am doing the self-care that I need to do. One thing that I have announced, and I'm sure most people know it by now, that I am letting go of massage, the massage portion of my business, and because I want to create more room for the pelvic health people to come in. A lot of sacred womb clients are coming in. It's getting more and more out there. And I have to create room for that. So that means I have to let go of something. And it's okay to let go of something that's still good. So I have always known that I've wanted to expand. I've always known that I've wanted to only eventually focus on sacred womb and do nothing else. Obviously, that's a gradual process, but in order to do that, you need to be able to collaborate with the right people, again, follow up with the right opportunities. So when I put it out there, I made the video, hey, this is the plan. I'm going to be cutting down the massage therapy so that by the end of June, I'm going to no longer do massage. And as soon as I can find another massage therapist that might be willing to come on board, you know, I won't be able to offer massage. I put it out there. Within 2 hours, a former colleague of mine reached out and she's like, hey, this is perfect timing. Oh, really? Is it?
Is it just exact timing?
She's like, it's the perfect timing. I have been wanting to come and work closer to home and not work for somebody, only have her own business. And so I had thought before she contacted me, I thought, yeah, I'll be done by June. But my birthday is in early April, and wouldn't it be a great birthday present to give myself? And her and I got together. We talked. Of course, everything worked out perfectly, and she's actually starting April 5th, and my birthday is April 2nd.
Fantastic.
Yes, I'm super excited because this gives my clients the opportunity to not have to go anywhere else, and they can get an amazing massage therapist because she has a lot of credentials. She's got a lot of training and she has like 2 or 3 more years experience than I do. And those things fell into place. I have been focusing on this for so long. So another thing that I have done is when I think of a business that I want, I will go and I'll buy the website for it. Like I'll just buy the .com.
Oh, that's right. Yep. You know, you have a couple, don't you?
I have several. Yes, I have several because it's like, oh, I thought of this business and it would go with this. No, I'm not there yet, but I can lay the plans. I can visualize it. I can see it happening. I can see the progression. I may not know the timing of the progression. The people who are coming into my life to help that happen may not be in yet, but I'm manifesting it. Like I'm bringing it about. I'm
and when you're ready, they'll be there.
For it. Exactly.
Yeah, very cool. And there's another, can I tease this a little bit? And we'll talk about it more on the podcast side. But is there another manifestation that just happened in your life with one of your clients? I mean, we're not going to talk to people in general, specifics, but.
So I've got another client with another positive pregnancy test.
Yay!
So she specifically has been struggling with some secondary infertility. So she was able to get pregnant and have her first child, absolutely no problem, no issues. This second one just is not working out for them, and they've had a couple losses. So, yeah, it works.
Very cool. So we'll talk about that a little bit more on the podcast. So and you guys come back and hear a little bit more of her story and how she's doing. And we will see Amy again next month with another new fresh topic and maybe some new business that she's got going on. We don't even know. Amy's always doing something.
I don't even know.
She don't even know. But manifest, right? Like we say the words, I think everybody knows it, believe in it, right? Like believe in it, do the work, and good things will come to you. All right. We will see you guys next week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Happy Wellness Wednesday. Thank you again to Ace Handyman Services and the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wittenberg for sponsoring our studio. And we will see you guys next Wednesday. All right, we are back. We are in podcast mode now, and we are still talking with Amy Lee from Soul Healing Bodywork and Wellness Center. So our topic of today was manifestation, and then we finished up with our manifestation in the sacred womb land. So talk to us a little bit about that process, and what does that look like for this particular person, and you know how is her journey working out right now?
Well, for her right now, like I said, she was able to get pregnant naturally, perfectly fine the first time. The second time she has gotten pregnant, it just, she miscarries very early and they can't necessarily figure out why. And she doesn't necessarily want to do any more extensive testing. So she came to work with me and we've worked together a couple of times and she's got a positive test. Obviously, we know she can get pregnant. So I'm just helping her now from an energetic, emotional, mental, spiritual side of things. So obviously I'm not doing the physical work on her anymore because, you know, she's pregnant. So only time will tell with that, but she has support that she never had before from a completely different side that was always being missed.
So once the pregnancy is established, you don't do any more manipulations like ever on people or just this particular case?
So when someone is pregnant, you cannot do visceral manipulation on them because you could cause a miscarriage.
Okay. Well, see, I don't know. I don't get all been there. I don't know what's going on.
No, so. Absolutely. Because it's just very, very deep work. You don't you don't want to be doing that work. You can massage, fascia work, all of that's fine. But you want to wait with the deep work, of course.
Okay. Sure. And I guess I wasn't even thinking about like the deep work stuff. I was kind of thinking more topical, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
But so the physical part is gone. Once the pregnancy has been established, then it's just the support staff of the mental things, maybe different nutritional things, that kind of thing, physical things that they can do themselves.
Yeah. So what usually happens, what has always happened in my specific therapy is that it takes a certain number of sessions. So you purchase the package essentially, and then we work on you. If you get pregnant before those sessions are done, then we wait, and then those sessions are completed for your aftercare. But during that gap, I will help them through Reiki, through the intuitive guidance and things like that. And that can all be done virtually so they don't have to come in.
Okay. And I think we talked before about the kind of the support group portion of the sacred womb therapy, because that is a place that women don't usually have, right? You go to the doctor, you get the thing. They don't really have a follow-up or a check-in, how you doing, or a support group of other people that are in that same situation that you guys can talk to.
Yeah, you usually have to. I mean, there are support groups for certain places, but they're usually online, which is fine for some people, but some people like to meet in person. So I have something called the Sacred Womb Circle, and that is online. It's on Facebook. But certainly meeting in person is something that is needed, you know, for a lot of people. I mean, we can, of course, do that via Zoom, which obviously isn't necessarily ideal all the time, but it works. So when it's consistently warmer, there will be meetings like in the office for people who just want to come together and connect, you know, one night a month or something with all the ladies who are struggling in all whatever pelvic health issue they're dealing with.
Sure. And I can, even the Zoom stuff, though, too, could be very, very important because maybe they do live out in some place that they can't get to, you know, even the city very quickly. Maybe it's a half hour, 45 minutes that they live out of town. And you know what? When you're sad or you got stuff going on, you kind of need somebody right now.
Right.
So to be able to hop online and be like, hey, friends, and have somebody answer you and just be able to talk to you for a few minutes has got to be huge. That's got to be very important.
Right.
Especially in that situation with trying to create life. It's got to be a lonely, sad experience if you're in that place.
Yeah, it definitely is. And what I do too is I will, like, if people want support, but they definitely want it with a group of women who are only struggling with fertility, because my group is all pelvic health struggles, anyone's who has worked with me. So then I can refer them out to maybe some local places or some international or national groups that might offer some better help for them.
Sure. So let's loop this back to our manifestation. Okay. How did this you literally wanted it, right? I mean, this is how you create everything in your life. Your whole business to begin with is just wanting it and then letting yourself have it. Is that fair to say?
Well, it's so funny. A lot of people have asked me, like, how did you even start this, you know, or whatever? And I used to say, well, I was too stupid to even think it wouldn't work.
Well, but you know what? Like, There's something to that.
I never thought that it wouldn't work. I just knew that, like, that was my option. It was going to work because it had to.
Yeah, failure is not an option. It just is.
Yeah.
And that's, like, the almost direct manifestation. Like, you just did it because it was.
You just can't give up. And again, the people that are being brought into your life. You know, another example I give for manifestation was a couple years back. I mean, it was like, I was really struggling for money. I mean, it was literally down to, you know, me calling the landlord and saying, hey, can I pay you half the rent now? And can I pay you half the rent in 2 weeks? Thankfully, they were amazing and it was fine. But I just thought to myself, gosh, if I could just get $3,000, I just need $3,000. And I could pay off this, I could pay off that, and I could put the rest away, and it'll be a little bit of a buffer. And I kept thinking that in my head. And then at the same time, I was changing my life insurance. So switching from one company to another company, and the man was coming over to have me sign the paperwork and everything. And he said, oh, by the way, he's like, you know this comes out with a payout, right? And I'm like, what do you mean? And he's like, well, when you cancel, you get money back. And I had no idea. And I'm like, well, what is it? Like, how much is it? And he said, $3,100. I was like, shut your face.
I wish seriously? I had magical noises right now to go bling, 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 bling.
You know? And I'm like, so I talked to my financial advisor and she's like, Amy, you got to think bigger. Like, you should ask for 10. You know?
Throw some more zeros and commas in there, Amy.
Right. Yes. So think big, right? You know, when I've had women come in and get different services, like when they're going through chemo and stuff. And one woman said, I just want to get through chemo and not be sick. And I said, why would you ask to just not get sick after chemo? Why don't we just ask for 100% radical healing?
Yeah, because we don't think that's an option.
Like, just ask for that. Now, obviously, it's not that simple. There's treatments and there's this and there's that. But it's never going to happen if you don't believe it and if you can't see it.
Yeah. And people, I think words, vocabulary gets weird with people. So like somebody out there hearing us say manifestation is going to start all kinds of negative connotations with that.
Yeah.
It's essentially, to me anyway, same as prayer, same as anything we want to call it. If you are asking an outside force or whatever that may be, either your internal self, whatever, that's manifestation. You're asking for a thing and then you're going about your steps to get it and then it happens. It's a process.
Right.
No matter what we call it.
Yeah.
So don't get bogged down with the words. Create this in your mind, in your life, and make it happen.
Right.
Again, medical things there's a little bit difference, like you're saying. It's not just magical, I'm going to say it and I'm not going to be sick anymore. But positive attitude is huge. And I know this from my experience with many friends that have different long-term illnesses. If your mental state is not on healing, you are not going to. You just can't. Your body can't do it. So be positive.
It makes it a lot harder, for sure.
Yeah. And if you, it's like, I mean, that's why
placebo works. That's why the placebo effect works.
Sure. And there's so much of stuff that we can do to ourselves for ourselves that we just don't believe it. So you guys believe. Believe. I want to believe. Like the X-Files.
Yeah.
Without the aliens. I don't believe in the aliens.
Believe
so
it and see it. And then you can create it.
Right. And the first time it happens, your mind will be blown and you'll be like, oh my gosh, I'm doing it again. Mm-hmm. Like it's fun when it happens.
Yeah.
And you know when it happens.
And what's really interesting is this colleague of mine who reached out to me about joining me. When I originally wanted to bring someone in last fall, I actually reached out to her and I just said, hey, what are you doing these days? And she's like, oh, I'm so busy. I'm working here and I'm working here. So I didn't even ask her. Because I'm like, well, she's already too busy. She's not going to want to come here. I had no idea that she wanted to leave. Mm-hmm. And then she saw that. And it's great because, you know, I thought people are going to shift. Where are they going to go? There's a lot of massage therapists in the area, but a lot of them have huge long waiting lists. Or, you know, they like the way I do a specific thing. And, you know, there are not a lot of people that do it that way or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. So bringing on Brooke is going to be really amazing. I mean, it's going to benefit her. It's going to benefit me. It's going to benefit the clients in so many ways.
Well, tell us, this is probably a good place to wrap it up for today. So tell everybody again how to get a hold of you and where you're located. And maybe, so Brooke is not in until the 5th, right? So
yep, Brooke comes in April 5th.
Maybe she'll next round that you're in, we'll talk more about how to get a hold of Brooke.
Sure.
So for now, how do we get a hold of Amy Lee at Soul Healing Body Work and Wellness Center?
Yeah, so you can contact me on my website. You can contact me 715-972-3830. Or my email is amy@reproductivesolutionswi.com.
Okay, and that should all be linked. So if you're listening to us right now, you should be able to see that from where you are on the website or on the app. So make sure you connect with Amy because she's thinking about you. And when it happens,
I'm bringing you in. I'm manifesting you into my life.
Yep, and when you call her, she'll say, I knew you were going to call me.
Right.
I've been waiting for you.
I should just answer that. That should be my
thing. That might be your thing.
I've been waiting for you. That would be creepy.
It is a little creepy. Now that we're saying it out loud, we'll workshop that a little bit. But you guys get the point. You know, Amy is always here, ready, willing, and able to help. Even if it's something that maybe is not in your wheelhouse or your strong suits, you have a vast network of people you can refer to. There's not much that she doesn't know about or can get you to somebody who can help you. So make sure you guys check her out if you have not already. And maybe we'll start some kind of a sacred wound journey with one or two of these ladies and kind of just keep an eye on them and see how they're doing over the next couple months and where they go.
Yeah, I will reach out to them. I'll ask them
cool
if I can share more about them.
Yeah, see how the progress goes. That'd be nice. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for tuning in today. Thank you so much, Amy, for coming in. And we will again see you, as always, in a couple weeks and talk some more fun stuff. But again, thank you, Ace Handyman, for sponsoring us. And thank you, Ho-Chunk Gaming Wittenberg, for the studio. And we will see you guys next Wednesday.